Today, we're diving into a game-changing approach to visual reasoning in video generation. How does this solve real-world problems?
Right off the bat, we're looking at the limitations of current vision language models. They really struggle with complex spatial reasoning. This paper posits that video generation models could significantly improve this.
Exactly. If you think about it, industries like robotics and gaming could really benefit here. They're often stuck trying to get these models to understand complex dynamic environments.
And that's where the key innovation comes in. The paper highlights something they call robust zero-shot generalization. This model can handle unseen data distributions without needing specific fine-tuning.
That's huge. It means companies could deploy models in new situations without the constant need for retraining. What's more impressive is how they leverage visual context as control.
Right. By using visual context, like agent icons in a maze, they maintain high visual consistency and adapt well to new patterns. This is vital for tasks that require precision.
So, taking that into a real-world scenario, imagine a game where the characters adapt not just to player strategies, but also to an evolving environment. That's a game changer.
Absolutely. And the paper also discusses visual test time scaling. By increasing the number of generated frames, they observe improved performance on complex sequential planning tasks.
This sounds like a direct challenge to traditional models that are limited by their rigid reasoning. How does the architecture support this?
The architecture focuses on creating a continuous proxy for reasoning, which is pretty clever. It mimics human cognitive processes, capturing changes over time rather than just static states.
That's a crucial shift. So who is actually building with this? What does the user experience look like?
Well, think about sectors like education or healthcare. Apps that teach skills via interactive simulations could leverage this for better outcomes.
Exactly. And if this can enhance storytelling in games, that could open up a whole new market. But are there any limitations we should be aware of?
Great question. While the results are promising, challenges with controllability and fidelity still exist, especially in high visual change scenarios. They need to fine-tune those aspects.
Definitely something to keep in mind. Moving forward, what should listeners take away? What can they build or explore?
First, check out existing video generation libraries like OpenAI's DALL-E, which has capabilities for generating sequences. Then, experiment with datasets like the Moving MNIST.
And how about trying to build something like the Tangram puzzle model? That's a weekend project that could give hands-on insights into these concepts.
Exactly. Building a prototype that incorporates these video generation methods could be a fantastic way to see these principles in action.
So, whether you're in tech, gaming, or education, there's a lot of potential here. Let's keep an eye on how this evolves.